Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report, coming to you today from London, England, where I have had some very interesting interviews with some people. And today I'm interviewing a businessman named Martin Clark, who is so well connected that he was able to help us make contact with the office of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. We're going to hear that story and hear a little bit about his life after this word.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network, and I want to speak to you on behalf of Evangel Christian Churches. And if you've ever had a desire to be trained, equipped, and credentialed as a chaplain, you may really want to listen to this message. It's probably now would be a great time to fulfill the call of God on your life. We're still early in the year. You can accomplish so much still in this year of 2016. Becoming a licensed minister will enable you to reach out to jail ministries, hospitals, nursing homes. Maybe you want to do street evangelism or teaching, traveling, going to across the world to minister. Women's Aglow would be good. Maybe even at anti-abortion facilities, counseling, traveling, whatever it is that you've got in your heart. There's no better place to be trained and equipped than Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. Let me say that again, the Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. They're going to offer you the opportunity to be trained and credentialed as a chaplain. It's always good to have official credentials. They have correspondence classes and extremely affordable tuition. They're licensed throughout the state of Michigan and fully accredited. You can call them now. They actually prefer you to call them. Their number is 586-773-6568. And one more time, 586-773-6568. The good thing about a podcast is you can back this up and listen to the phone number again. Their website is evangelchristianchurches.com. Check them out there or just call that number. One more time, 586-773-6568 for the Chaplaincy Training Program. Get credentialed today. God bless you.
Welcome back. Welcome to you, Martin. I know that you're a very reserved Brit and not liking to talk about yourself, but we Americans find England and the British very, very interesting. So tell me how it was that you had contacts. Have you had connections with the royal family before?
Well, I think my connection with the royal family, I mean, as a subject, we're all connected to the royal family. In my business, yes, I've had several connections with the royal family. Going back to the 80s, in 89, I sponsored a competition which involved children's schools, and it was called King's Cross 2000. It was a development project of the railway lands at King's Cross, which links the Channel Tunnel. And we won that competition, and Prince Charles awarded us as winners. So it was the first opportunity I met Prince Charles. And then in the year 2000, in a development business that I was doing, we managed to help save the Royal Air Force Museum at Hendon. They were about to shut down. They needed funding. And we made a contribution by moving what they call the Graham White aircraft hangar. Some of your listeners may know that. Graham White made motor cars and planes, and it was an airfield where Churchill left during the war. And we moved that hangar. Off the back of that, the lottery gave the RAF funding. And today, if you go there, the RAF are very proud to have their new museum, which has all the American planes and the British planes. It's quite an exhibit. So that was one occasion. The most recent occasion, obviously, is when I met yourself, Steve, in Jerusalem, and you mentioned to me your unique heritage and connection with John Rogers. And that really stimulated me to get stuck in and make sure that this modern English version of the King James was presented. Now, to do that is not an easy task because there are a number of formalities you've got to go through. Through my connections with a retired military colonel, you know, we managed to get access to the private office. We managed to convey the uniqueness of the story. We managed to strike at a time that it was the Queen's 90th birthday. We put forward your background. We put forward the fact that I was born in coronation year myself. And cut a long story short, that culminated in the presentation to the Dean of Windsor, who was instructed on behalf of the Queen. And don't forget, you had to have your knuckles wrapped because you actually asked to make the presentation after you'd already dedicated the Bible. So it was a difficult thing to do after the event. But we love America. We love the Americans. We're going to celebrate the Mayflower 400th anniversary in 4 years' time. And we feel proud to have brought the Word of God to America. And here we are today in 2016, and you've brought it back to us. The Mayflower, I always think, must have been a very big ship because there's an awful lot of you. I think there's over 300 million in America. We're only 60, but we're proud of that connection. We really sincerely hope it continues, and God save the Queen.
Well, there is such a connection between our two countries, and we Americans consider Great Britain our number one ally in lots and lots of ways, and we share so many things in terms of heritage and language. And the translators of the Modern English Version, as I have written about and also done some podcasts, is an update of the King James Version. That's the simplest way to say it. They actually went back to the original Hebrew and Greek, but they updated it. And in the same way that the King James Version was dedicated to King James, the translators thought it would be nice to dedicate it to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Mm. The only problem is we didn't know that you're supposed to request permission ahead of time. Mm. And so we had printed tens of thousands of copies, but Her Majesty was very gracious to accept the dedication, and we prepared a very nice copy for her, so she'll have her own copy of the Modern English Version. And we don't have the same kind of pomp and ceremony and protocol in our country, so it's very interesting to watch how you and the others who helped us sort of navigated that. But it culminated in a very nice ceremony. And why don't you describe in your own words what we saw and did at Windsor Castle just a few days ago from when we're recording this?
Well, the setting of Windsor Castle is unique. It's about 12 miles west of London. It's just past the Heathrow Airport. And as you're driving down the motorway, suddenly you see this enormous castle that was built by William the Conqueror over 1,100 years ago. Now, 1,100 years ago is a long time ago. And the day that we went to Windsor was a glorious sunny day. We drove there. We were vetted at the gates because ahead of entering the gates, everyone's security checked, the drivers, the cars. There's a very strict security. And into Windsor we went. We were there in time for the evensong service. And as you enter the Royal Chapel at Windsor, it's a very holy place, a very sacred place, because many of our kings and queens have been buried there. And you can sense history as you walk in. We were seated in the choir area, which is spelled Q-U-I-R-E, which was normally reserved for the lords and the baronets and the knights of England. We sat there. We heard a fantastic rendition from the choir. I think they sang an American song, Deep River, which was...
Yeah, it was a Negro spiritual done in a very elaborate high church kind of way with boys singing in their soprano pre-adolescent voices. It was really very beautiful.
Yeah. And, you know, the choir, you know, I mean, everything needs funding, but the choir, I'm hoping that we can help fund that choir in the future to maintain the choir, because each boy who comes there is gifted, but they need support. So our next project is to help that support the choir there. And you saw then the dean's assistants were reading. I think we had a reading from Ephesians 4:7. We had psalms. We sang the Lord's Prayer. It was a very moving ceremony. And the dean gave a beautiful address in typical English style, low-key, but exact, measured. And he blessed us. And when you presented the Bible to him, which was a beautiful blue box with the sovereign seal on the Bible and the dedication at the front, you know, he said to you, and he's a man of his word, and he said, you know, this will be with the Queen this week. So the Queen's got the Bible now. She is a real woman of God. We know that. She prays regularly, and she's our anointed Queen.
And one of her titles is Defender of the Faith.
Yes.
And her Christmas messages each year are broadcast around the world. And the one this past year seemed to be particularly meaningful. It's almost as if she went out of her way to talk about God and Christianity and yeah. The importance of all that and all the world events that are going on. So I hope that the Bible is something that she enjoys reading. It has the grandeur and the cadence of the King James Version as much as it can and still be rendered into modern English. Of course, when the King James Version or the Authorized Version was translated in 1611, it was modern English for its day.
Yes.
But the language has changed an enormous amount. We don't say thee and thou. anymore except in relationship to the church, which has absorbed it, of course, from the King James Version. So I just want to thank you for your help. I mean, who would have thought that we would have navigated all these waters and all the different situations that came up? And so thank you for that. And also, what are your thoughts? Will there be any long-term benefit to this event, or was it just a nice memory that we'll have all of our lives?
Well, I think the significance of it, because it's God's time in the whole thing, it is 4 years away from the Mayflower's 400th celebration. It is the Queen's 90th birthday. It is a week after we celebrated the death of Shakespeare's 400th year, who actually coloured our language. And I think it's a highly significant occasion, because the Queen is the Queen, the defender of the faith, and we are Christians. You know, the country that we're living in now is changing. But part of our Christianity is to welcome people. Part of our Christianity is to be open, honest, and good neighbors. Love thy neighbor is one of the great commands. And we have refugees coming in. We have new other religions coming into the country. But we're ready to embrace it. We also had last week our first Muslim mayor who took an oath, I believe, on the Quran. But we are there as Christians, and we should rise above these things and embrace it. So I'm looking forward to the next 100 years, and I think this is a year that will be significant, and it's no accident that you're here at this time and that we did what we did.
Well, again, thank you for your help, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in to the Strang Report and the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. And if you've ever had a desire to be trained, equipped, and credentialed as a chaplain, there's no better place to be trained and equipped than Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. Their number is 586-773-6568. Get credentialed today. God bless you. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.